Time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are expected to be weak and mostly 50 cents per hundredweight lower amid large supplies and slow demand. Terminals are called steady to lower with tops from $27 to $30. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $27. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, January 8th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,913 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $40 to $45.22. The weighted average, $43.10, a gain of 48 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $27.82 to $37.58. The weighted average, $35.53. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $18,218. The base price range was $36 to $47.97. The weighted average was $46.10, a loss of 80 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $26.79 to $37.54, and the weighted average was $35.81. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And yesterday we were talking about all the flooding in Ford, Iroquois, and yep. Livingston counties and also across northern Indiana. The water is slowly sinking in and running off. But, boy, what a impressive episode and a bad way there. At least the fields aren't filled with crops right now.
As I was going off to Decatur, I kept looking off in the fields, and there is still considerable pooling of water. It's going to take a little bit of time, I think.
So for those that didn't sustain damage and loss of life and property due to the flooding, it came at a good time of year in that it's not going to damage crops. And what does soak in will aid subsoil moisture going into this planting season. But yesterday morning also we were talking about it so much that I didn't even have a chance to say that. Thought we had a great time up in Clifton the night before last, even though the storms were hitting then. We seemed to have timing with the weather there after postponing a meeting in December because of ice, but had a decent crowd there and quite a facility. I was really impressed with the facility that we had in Clifton, and we'll probably be going back there at some point. As far as the weather is concerned over the next several days, we're going to be gradually stepping down in temperature, getting closer to average. Now, today, we're only going to get into the 40s for highs, and the average high is 30. So even though we're going to be much cooler than the last couple of days, we're still going to be above average. And as we go into the weekend, temperatures will only get into the middle 30s for highs in the central part of Illinois and Indiana, a little cooler north, a little warmer south. Overnight low temperatures will mainly be in the 20s, and we could start to pick up a little light snow this weekend. Now, we don't see any major blast of cold air coming in yet, but the weather pattern is turning colder, and we do have to watch the possibility of maybe some more significant cold air starting to plunge into this part of the country starting about a week from now. It does look like some of the upper air, the patterns on the upper air maps starting to shift a little bit. So say by the time we get to the 17th of January, 16th, 17th, 18th, the upper air winds may be coming out of northern Canada. So I would not put away the winter weather gear yet. And if you did in January, you haven't been around Illinois and Indiana that long, because you know the weather can change quite a bit. But I do think some colder air is on the way. And with that transition, we could have more episodes of precipitation, but with a more northwesterly flow aloft, it'll be lighter precipitation, more typical for this time of year. We're not anticipating another 2-plus-inch rainfall anytime soon. We're not anticipating any more severe weather anytime soon. We're going to go back more into a winter weather pattern. Meanwhile, in the southern hemisphere, no real changes in the forecast from what we said yesterday. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop across Argentina later this week. And then after that, it looks like it's going to turn hotter again. So there's going to still be some concerns with crop development. And, of course, they're in the pollination stage for corn across much of South America this month. Isolated Thunderstorms did occur in central Argentina and also in northern growing areas of Brazil over the last 24 hours, and some of those areas could use the rain. But it looks like over the next couple of weeks, there will be some rain that will help at times, but then there will be many periods of dry weather too. So we're going to be seeing some volatility, I think, in the markets because of changeable weather across South America. But when you look at the big picture over the last couple of weeks, there's been some improvement in Argentina in that more fields that were dry did get some rain, but not all fields are in good shape. The conditions are not equal across Argentina, and probably still the area that's most dry is the southernmost production area, and that would include portions of La Pampa into Buenos Aires. And then fields generally are a bit better as you go into the central areas, some of the big production areas, but still a mixed bag of soil moisture across Cordoba and Entre Rios and Santa Fe. In Brazil, probably the best areas are around Paraná into southern Mato Grosso do Sul, and the driest areas, Bahia, way to the northeast, and far southern Rio Grande do Sul, but not to as much of an extent to the south. And so over the next week, there's going to be variability in the weather, and we'll keep tracking it. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at 9:16, up 6 3/4. Last trade up 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat open at 9:12 1/4, up 4 3/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. July 8:07 down 2. Last trade up 3/4. December 8:21 1/2 down 5 3/4. Last trade down 1/2. March corn opened at 4:77 3/4, down 1. Last trade up 2 3/4. July 4:98 down 1 1/2. Last trade up 2 3/4. December 4:95 down 1. Last trade up 3/4. January beans open at 12:55 1/2 down 1. Last trade up 2 1/2. July 12:93 1/2 down 1 1/2. Last trade up 4 1/2. November 11:79 3/4 down 1 1/4. Last trade up 4. January soybean meal open at 3:46 down 50. Last trade down a dollar. March soybean oil open at 51.02 up 2. Last trade up 39. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
This is an incredible speculative money flow market. And I think maybe yesterday, Steve, more money came over from the equities with the Dow and the S&P breaking some trend lines and settling under them. Are we looking for that money flow to continue into grains?
Well, I think so. You know, there was talk beginning of the year we were going to see $100 to $150 billion, and that's with a B, dollars coming into the commodity markets. And they probably knew what they were talking about with all indications we've had since the first of the year. To try and find a fundamental reason for this outside of really good demand, which is a good positive thing too, but still with these kind of moves, it is definitely a movement of money.
So what do we do with these price levels?
Well, depends on your take. I mean, this thing could go a lot higher. You know, we hit 4.99 3/4 on DS08 corn last night in the overnight trade. I think from a production point of view, I think you need to be a seller of some corn there. Whatever you're comfortable with, I would just sell the cash and walk away, to be perfectly honest. Not saying that the highs are in by any means, but, you know, that is really a gift in some regard. So you just say thank you to the market, take your money, and walk, because you can certainly make corn work at those levels.
What do you think about an idea of buying a short-term put to get you to insurance?
At this point in time, I don't think I would even touch the options. They're so expensive. I think we need to see if we can find a high somewhere in this thing, somewhere along the line, and then maybe, and I'm not sure when that'll be identified because, you know, obviously we haven't even started trading weather yet in this market. I think all we're trading right now is demand and acres. It's not about bushels. It's trying to keep the acres up.
So if we get a hot summer, dry summer, a 7 would be a potential,
well,
I suppose.
Who knows? Obviously, that's not something any of us really need to be looking forward to. I think if we can keep that somewhere around these levels and raise a big crop, long-term, we'll be a lot better off. I mean, if we see a 7 on this corn thing long-term, that really changes the whole dynamics of the world trade, and also here in the United States. You know, I'm sure the hog producers who are struggling right now, it just would be ugly for those people, same way with the chickens and the cattle and even the ethanol industry, unless crude oil would run right along with it.
Thanks much, Steve.
Okay, thanks.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.